At its July 10 meeting, the Bullock County Board of Education discussed updated discipline guidance, facilities planning, the ESPLOS-TV timeline, and fiscal year 2027 budget preparation. The board also reviewed employee leave policies, approved the naming of the Southeast Bullock High Auditorium for former SEB principal John Frazier, and reviewed bids for food services, supplies, and equipment contracts. New business placed on the table included several board policy updates, such as the Parents' Bill of Rights and student transfer procedures. The meeting opened with a detailed presentation under the superintendent's report on the updated discipline guidance document. Dr. Chad Prosser outlined three key adjustments to consequences for certain student offenses, based on feedback from the previous school year. The changes aim to provide clearer distinctions in how incidents are handled at the school level versus those requiring disciplinary hearings. The first adjustment involves computer trespass level 2, which will now be treated differently depending on intent. If the offense did not aim to harm another person, it will be handled at the school level. However, if the act intended to defame or embarrass someone, it will result in a disciplinary hearing with a recommended one-semester expulsion. Similar logic applies to student incivility, level 2, where harmful, non-tech-related behavior, such as forging official documents, can now also lead to a hearing. Additionally, students who refuse a reasonable search based on documented suspicion may face the same disciplinary consequences as if the prohibited item had been found. Next, the superintendent's updated facilities plan outlines a phased approach to accommodate student enrollment growth and improve educational facilities across Bullock County through 2038 and beyond. Phase 1, 2023 to 2028, focuses on building a new Southeast Bullock High School with expanded career academy offerings and equipping existing high schools with similar programs. Subsequent phases include constructing new elementary and middle schools in key areas of the county and replacing or expanding existing schools as needed. The plan emphasizes maintaining community high schools and feeder patterns while addressing growth in a cost-efficient manner. Funding is projected primarily through ESPLOST revenues, with the potential use of bonds and debt millage if necessary. Upcoming steps include securing voter approval for ESPLOST-TV in November 2025, which is critical to moving forward with the new high school and other priority projects like gym and multipurpose room additions. The district will continue monitoring enrollment trends to guide future phases and funding decisions. The timeline for ESPLOST-TV continues to move forward with several important upcoming dates. The Board of Education is set to approve the referendum resolution on August 14, 2025, followed by the official ballot submission deadline on September 5, 2025. Ultimately, voters will decide on the ESPLOST-TV referendum during the November 4, 2025 election. Approval of this funding is essential for the district to proceed with key facility projects outlined in the superintendent's plan, including the construction of the new Southeast Bullock High School and other critical improvements. The board also received an update on fiscal year 2027 budget planning. Due to a projected $13.2 million deficit in the FY26 budget, the district will rely on its fund balance to cover the shortfall, an approach that is not sustainable long term. To avoid future tax increases and maintain financial stability, the district must implement approximately $15 million in expenditure cuts beginning in FY27. These reductions will primarily come from personnel costs and are expected to include the elimination of district-level support positions, programs, and school-level allocations. The district's reduction in force, RIF, policy will be activated, with planning and identification efforts beginning in August and continuing through March 2026. Administrators will begin working with school leaders this summer to prepare for the difficult process ahead. As part of the old business for approval, the board reviewed board policy GAR, employee leaves and absences. The policy outlines procedures for sick leave, personal and emergency leave, military leave, and other types of employee absences. Originally adopted in 2016 and last revised in 2018, it remains aligned with state and federal guidelines. Under new business, the board approved a request to name the Southeast Bullock High School Auditorium in honor of former principal John Frazier. The proposal, initially brought forward by Dr. Tom Bigwood at a May 27 SEBHS school council meeting, recognized Fraser's longstanding contributions to the school's fine arts programs and his instrumental role in securing a performing arts space in the current school facility. A board member attempted to chair the item but was unable to do so, and the motion passed without opposition. The board also approved food service bids for the 2025-2026 school year. Contracts were renewed or awarded to several vendors, including Williams Institutional Foods, Cheney Brothers Foods, Samples Foods, Claxton Poultry, Gold Creek, Pet Dairy, and Flowers Baking. Cheney Brothers was added as a new vendor to offer competitive pricing and expanded menu options, while a new commodity processing contract with Gold Creek Foods will utilize over 27,000 pounds of USDA chicken, projected to save the district approximately $64,000. Contracts include provisions for mid-year price adjustments and prioritize sourcing local products when available. The board approved the paper and chemical bids for school food services for the 2025-2026 school year. The contract was awarded to the Haskins Company, which also received a 3-year contract for dish machine and first aid kit maintenance. The bid includes new paper products like branded breakfast bags and paper clamshells to improve food presentation and service. Contract terms allow for mid-year price adjustments to ensure competitive pricing and budget optimization, supporting the ongoing quality and efficiency of the district's nutrition program. A 3-year contract was awarded to the Haskins Company for dish machine and first aid kit maintenance for the school nutrition program. This contract complements the recently renewed paper and chemical bids. Provisions for mid-year price adjustments are included to maintain competitive pricing and ensure budget efficiency, supporting consistent quality and reliable maintenance services for the district's food service operations. The final item for approval was the award of the school nutrition equipment repair and maintenance contract to Georgia Air and Refrigeration Services, GARS, for the 2025-2026 school year. The contract includes fixed hourly labor rates with no overtime charges, requires CEFESA-certified technicians, and sets specific response times for emergency and routine service requests. Repairs exceeding $3,000 require prior approval from the school nutrition leadership. The contract ensures continuity and quality of equipment maintenance across all schools. New business placed on the table included 3 board policy updates, all of which were passed simultaneously. Revisions to Board Policy JRB. Parents' Bill of Rights were made to align with House Bill 268. The updates affirm parents' rights to access and transfer their child's education records and establish clear timelines for record transfers. Board Policy JBCD. Transfers and withdrawals was adopted to comply with House Bill 268's Enhanced Student Safety Protocols. This policy includes expanded requirements for disclosing disciplinary actions and felony convictions for students enrolling above third grade. Updates to Board Policy JBC. 4. Awarding units and transferring credit allow more flexibility in validating credits for students transferring from non-accredited and international schools. The revisions permit the use of existing assessments or data instead of school-created exams, reducing redundancy and supporting student transitions. Following the new business placed on the table, the board entered executive session to discuss personal recommendations. After leaving executive session, the board approved the personal recommendations. After placing new business on the table, the board entered executive session to discuss personnel matters. During this session, several voluntary separations were noted, including Claire Bufford, autism paraprofessional, Jacqueline Cooper and Swakara Douglas, SPED paraprofessionals, Andrew Hendricks, custodian, and Betty Mickle, bus driver, with effective dates ranging from June 24 to July 8, 2025. After coming out of executive session, the board approved the personnel recommendations, which included several voluntary separations effective between June 24 and July 8, 2025, and then adjourned the meeting. Click to view live stream of the meeting. Agenda. A. Call to order. B. Moment of silence. Pledge of Allegiance. C. Amend, adopt the agenda. D. Board member comments. E. Public participation. F. Superintendent's report. 1. Update of discipline guidance documents. The board received a comprehensive presentation on revisions to the district's discipline guidance documents, which reflect input and lessons learned from the prior school year. The updated guidance clarifies the handling of certain student offenses, aiming to balance fairness, consistency, and safety across schools. Significant changes were made to Level 2 offenses, particularly regarding computer trespass and student incivility. For computer trespass, the new guidance distinguishes consequences based on intent. Non-malicious acts will be addressed at the school level, while incidents intended to harm, defame, or embarrass others will lead to a disciplinary hearing with a recommended one-semester expulsion. This distinction aims to ensure appropriate responses while acknowledging differences in severity. Similarly, student incivility now includes non-technology-related harmful behaviors such as forging official documents, which may also prompt disciplinary hearings under the updated framework. Another key update targets students who refuse reasonable searches based on documented suspicion. In such cases, disciplinary consequences will be equivalent to those for possession of prohibited items, emphasizing compliance with school safety protocols. These changes underscore the district's commitment to creating clear, actionable guidelines that protect student rights while maintaining a safe and respectful learning environment. The revisions intend to assist school administrators in making consistent, fair decisions and to reduce ambiguity about when disciplinary hearings are warranted. 2. Facilities planning. The superintendent presented an updated long-term facilities plan designed to accommodate student enrollment growth and improve educational facilities across Bullock County through 2038 and beyond. Phase 1, 2023 to 2028, centers on constructing a new Southeast Bullock High School with expanded career academy programs, alongside upgrading existing high schools with similar offerings. Phase 2, 2028 to 2033, plans to build new elementary and middle schools in growing areas of the county, as well as replacing or expanding existing schools as needed. Phase 3, 2033 and beyond, will be guided by enrollment trends to determine further facility needs, focusing on maintaining community high schools and feeder patterns. The plan is designed to be cost-efficient, primarily funded through ESPLOST revenues. However, if necessary, bonds and debt mélange may be used to cover costs. The total projected expenses for the new high school and other priority projects depend heavily on voter approval of ESPLOSTV. Approval of ESPLOSTV, set for the November 2025 ballot, is crucial to move forward with Phase 1 projects, including the new high school and gymnasium additions. The district aims to balance growth management with fiscal responsibility by continuously monitoring enrollment and community needs to optimize spending. 3. ESPLOSTV timeline. The timeline for ESPLOSTV is advancing with key dates scheduled in the coming months. The Board of Education plans to approve the referendum resolution on August 14, 2025. Marking an important step toward placing the tax measure on the ballot. The official deadline to submit the ballot language is September 5, 2025. Voters will ultimately decide on the ESPLOSTV referendum during the November 4, 2025 election. Approval of this funding is essential for the district to proceed with key facility projects, including the construction of the new Southeast Bullock High School and other critical improvements outlined in the superintendent's plan. The district continues to monitor enrollment and funding trends to guide future phases of development. 4. FY27 budget planning. The board received an extensive update on fiscal year 2027 budget planning amid significant financial challenges facing the district. For the upcoming FY2026 budget, the district anticipates a $13.2 million deficit. To manage this shortfall, the district plans to utilize its existing fund balance. However, officials acknowledge that relying on fund reserves is not a sustainable long-term solution and poses risks to future financial health. In response, the district must implement approximately $15 million in expenditure reductions beginning in FY 2027 to maintain fiscal stability and avoid future tax increases. These cuts will primarily target personnel costs, which constitute the largest portion of the district's budget. Specific reductions are expected in district-level support positions, programs, and school-level allocations. The goal is to reduce expenses while attempting to minimize the impact on direct classroom instruction and essential services, though some difficult decisions will be unavoidable. To carry out these reductions, the district will activate its reduction in force, RIF, policy, initiating a careful planning process starting in August 2025 and extending through March 2026. This process will involve collaboration between district administrators and school leaders to identify positions for elimination or reassignment. The district intends to handle this process transparently and thoughtfully, preparing staff for potential job losses or reassignments with adequate communication and support. Additionally, the district is exploring other cost-saving strategies and revenue sources to supplement budget balancing efforts, but specific alternatives were not detailed in the update. Maintaining a balanced budget remains a top priority, especially as the district faces rising costs and inflationary pressures impacting operational expenses. Overall, the FY 2027 budget planning underscores the urgent need for prudent financial management and difficult expenditure decisions to ensure long-term sustainability of the district's educational programs and services. Approved G Consent Agenda. 1. Board Minute. 2. Board Member Payroll. 3. Financial Report. H. Old Business for Approval. 1. Board Policy GAR. Employee Leaves and Absence. The Bullock County Board of Education's Employee Leaves and Absences Policy provides guidelines for various leave types following state and federal laws. Sick leave accrues at 1.25 days per contract month, with a 60-day maximum, and can be transferred to other Georgia school systems. It covers employee illness, family illness, death in the immediate family, and emergency medical appointments. Unused sick leave is forfeited after 12 months away from teaching unless reinstated. Employees receive up to 3 paid personal or emergency leave days annually, which cannot be carried over but convert to sick leave if unused. Leave requests require approval and are closely reviewed when adjacent to holidays. The policy allows paid leave for bone marrow and organ donation, which doesn't reduce accrued leave and counts toward retirement. Professional leave is granted for required system activities without using leave balances. Jury and witness leave is paid and doesn't reduce accrued leave, and employees keep any related pay. Religious leave can use personal or unpaid leave if approved. Military leave offers up to 18 paid days annually, 30 in emergencies, with pay supplemented if military pay is lower. Military service must be reported and coordinated. Starting June 30, 2025, vacation leave is recognized as a compensated absence liability under accounting standards, with payment or usage at the superintendent's discretion. The policy complies with the Family and Medical Leave Act and other laws. The board reaffirmed it July 10 with no changes. I. New business for approval. Approved 1. Southeast Bullock High Auditorium Name Proposal. The Bullock County Board of Education approved naming the Southeast Bullock High School Auditorium after former Principal John Frazier during their July 10 meeting. The proposal was initially presented by Dr. Tom Bigwood at the SEBHS School Council meeting on May 27. The naming honors Frazier's long-term dedication to the school and his leadership in developing the fine arts programs. He was instrumental in securing funding and advocating for the auditorium's construction in the current school facility. Board members praised Frazier's commitment to expanding student opportunities in music, theater, and other arts. They emphasized his positive impact on school culture and student creative expression. Although a board member attempted to chair the agenda item, the motion passed 7-1. Approved 2. Food bids for school food service. The board approved food service bids for the 2025-2026 school year, awarding contracts to multiple vendors including Williams Institutional Foods, Cheney Brothers Foods, Samples Foods, Claxton Poultry, Gold Creek, Pet Dairy, and Flowers Baking. Cheney Brothers was added as a new vendor to offer competitive pricing and expand the district's menu options. A new commodity processing contract with Gold Creek Foods will supply over 27,000 pounds of USDA chicken, projected to save the district approximately $64,000. Contracts include provisions allowing for mid-year price adjustments in response to market fluctuations to help maintain budget stability. The bids also emphasize prioritizing the purchase of local products when available, reflecting the district's commitment to supporting local suppliers and enhancing food quality. These contracts collectively ensure continuity, cost-effectiveness, and diversity in the district's food service offerings for the upcoming school year. The board approved this item 8-0, approved 3. Paper, chemical bids for school food service. The board approved the paper and chemical bids for the 2025-2026 school year, awarding the contract to the Haskins Company. This contract includes a one-year renewal and addendum covering paper products and chemical supplies used by the school nutrition program. The bid incorporates new paper items such as branded breakfast bags for grab-and-go service and paper clamshell containers designed for packaging scratch-cooked cinnamon rolls, aiming to improve food presentation and convenience. The contract language allows for mid-year price adjustments if market conditions fluctuate, helping the district maintain competitive pricing and optimize its budget. Additionally, the Haskins Company received a three-year contract for dish machine and first aid kit maintenance, ensuring consistent quality and reliable support for school nutrition operations. These agreements support the district's ongoing efforts to provide efficient, high-quality food services across all schools. The board approved this item 8-0, approved 4. Dish machine and first aid kit maintenance. The board awarded a three-year contract to the Haskins Company for dish machine and first aid kit maintenance services for the school nutrition program. This contract complements the paper and chemical supply bids and supports ongoing maintenance needs for equipment used in all schools. The contract includes provisions for mid-year price adjustments to address potential market fluctuations, ensuring the district secures competitive pricing throughout the term. The maintenance services cover routine upkeep and repairs to dish machines and first aid kits, helping maintain hygiene standards and safety in school cafeterias. By renewing and expanding this contract, the district aims to provide consistent, high-quality support for its food service operations while optimizing budget efficiency and minimizing service disruptions. The board approved this item 8-0, approved 5. GARS Kitchen Equipment Contract. The board approved a one-year contract with Georgia Air and Refrigeration Services, GARS, for equipment repair and maintenance in the school nutrition program for the 2025-2026 school year. This contract ensures ongoing service and repair support for kitchen equipment across all schools in the district. The contract features fixed labor rates of $115 per hour during regular hours and $172.50 for after-hours service, with no trip charges or markup on parts and materials. Repairs exceeding $3,000 require prior approval from the school nutrition director or assistant director to maintain budget oversight. GARS technicians are CEFESA trained and certified, and the contract includes response time commitments of 3 hours for emergencies and 24 hours for routine service requests. Detailed invoices are required for all work, ensuring transparency and accountability. This contract supports reliable maintenance and timely repairs critical to the smooth operation of school nutrition facilities. The board approved this item 8-0. J. New business to be placed on the table. Approved 1. Board policy JRB, Parents' Bill of Rights. The board placed board policy JRB, Parents' Bill of Rights on the table for consideration, reflecting alignment with House Bill 268, which affirms and expands parental rights in education. The proposed policy affirms parents' rights to access their child's education records and to request those records be transferred to another school or authorized party. It also establishes clear procedures and timelines for timely transfer of student records between schools, in accordance with Georgia law, OCGA sections the 20th of February 667 and the 20th of February 670. These measures aim to support smooth school transitions and ensure transparency and continuity in student information management. The board approved this item 8-0. Approved 2. Board Policy JBCD, Transfers and Withdrawals. The board placed Board Policy JBCD, Transfers and Withdrawals on the table, introducing new guidelines to comply with House Bill 268, also known as Ricky and Alyssa's Law. This policy requires the district to obtain critical records from all schools a student has attended within the previous 24 months before enrollment. It expands disclosure requirements of disciplinary actions and felony convictions to include students enrolling in grades above third grade, enhancing student safety protocols. The policy establishes specific timelines and procedures to ensure timely receipt of records, supporting informed placement decisions and compliance with state law. The board approved this item 8-0. Approved 3. Board Policy JBC, 4, Awarding Units and Transferring Credit. Board Policy JBC, 4, Awarding Units and Transferring Credit was placed on the table to revise the district's approach to validating credits for students transferring from non-accredited and international schools. The current policy allows credit to be awarded through either a comprehensive curriculum review or a final exam created by the school, requiring a score of 70 or above. The proposed update keeps the curriculum review option but replaces the requirement for a school-created exam with the ability to use existing assessments or other relevant data. This change reduces redundancy by recognizing prior proficiency, increases flexibility, and minimizes disruptions to instructional time. It aims to treat transfer students equitably while maintaining academic standards and supporting student success. The board approved this item 8-0. K. Executive Session. L. Return to Open Session. M. Personnel Recommendations. 1. Personnel Recommendations for July 10, 2025. After the new business was placed on the table, the board entered executive session to discuss personnel recommendations. The voluntary separations approved included Claire Bufford, autism paraprofessional, effective June 24, 2025. Jacqueline Cooper, SPED paraprofessional, effective July 5, 2025. Swakara Douglas, SPED paraprofessional, effective July 1, 2025. Andrew Hendricks, custodian, effective July 8, 2025. And Betty Mickle, bus driver, effective June 25, 2025. Upon returning from executive session, the board approved these personnel recommendations and subsequently adjourned the meeting. The board approved this item 8-0. N. Adjournment.